Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, and we're up to Ad Kan Lo Pligi Rabbanan Alei, which is about seven lines down from the top. Ela B'Machshirei Mila, Avol Mila Gufa Divrei Hakol Doche Shabbos Minola. Now, what this means is that Mila involves the violation of any number of different melachos. For example, it might be a melachos chovel, through chitucha orla, this dam that comes out. There are rishonim that assume that there's an isur tolesh, and some say there's an isur gozes. But whatever it be, the melacha is a melacha doraisa. And the question is, what's the source for Mila B'Shabbos, for the heter of Mila B'Shabbos? We're not talking about Machshir Mila that we saw, but according to the Chachamim, they don't accept the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer of Machshir Mila Docha Shabbos, but Mila itself. Now, whatever the Malacha is, as I said before, there are a number of possibilities. You have to analyze those possibilities from the perspective of Malacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa. I mean, for example, if you're talking about Gozes, he doesn't need the Arla. He's not doing anything with the Arla. And if you're talking about Chovel, the question is if that's a Makalkel. Tolish itself is complicated here, but in any event, Minola. Omar Ula, Halacha, meaning Lamosha Misinai. So we have one school of thought that would classify Mila B'Shabbos, Mila Docha Shabbos, as a halach l'moshe misina. Meisve, we'll ask a kash from a brayso, minayin l'pikuach nefesh docha shabbos. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omer, ma mila shi achas meyavarv shel adam. Docha shabbos is kal v'chomer l'pikuach nefesh, which is to save his entire body, certainly Shadochas HaShabbos. So that's the Kal V'Chomer from which Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah derives that Pikuach Nefesh is Dochas HaShabbos. If you're going to tell me that Mila is Dochas HaShabbos Halach L'Moshe Misinai, is Kal V'Chomer Me'Halach Mi'Asi, is there an allowance within the context of Torah Shebal Peh, Midos HaTorah, and the Dresses, and to derive a Kavachom for Halachal Mishina Vasanya, Omalo, Rabbi Eliezer, Le Rabbi Akiva, how could you learn that a Nazir, if he comes in contact with the Revius of Dam, that he becomes Tomeh through Maga Umasa, and therefore he is Soser Es Nizirusa, and he has to shave his hair off because he came into this tumor. And you're going to derive from a Kal V'Chomer from Etzem Kisaora. Well, Etzem Kisaora mitame halach l'moshe misinai revias dam b'Kal V'Chomer v'ein ton in Kal V'Chomer me'alocha. So we see clearly from this brisa that you cannot derive a Kal V'Chomer from a halach l'moshe misinai. We have a halach l'moshe misinai of Etzem Kisaora, that in the case where a nazir comes in contact with an etzem kisaora, he's megaleach through tumah, and that's derived from halach l'moshe misinai. Now you want to derive a Kal V'Chomer that how much more so revias dam through mago and masa, certainly should be sosres nizirusa, and he should be tumah, and therefore he has to be megaleach his saoro, and he has to start counting his nizirus again. We don't derive a Kal V'Chomer from Etzem Kisaora, because Etzem Kisaora is Halach L'Moshe Misinai, being done in Kal V'Chomer, Halach L'Moshe Misinai. So therefore, we have to come up with a different thesis as to where and how we derive the halacha that Mila is Docha Shabbos, Ela Omar Reb Lazar, Asya, Os, we derive it from a Gzer Shova of the Os of Mila with the Os of Shabbos. With regard to Shabbos, it says ki os hi beini uveinechem. With regard to Mila, it says v'hoil choli os bris. That Gzera Shava tells me that this mitzvah of Mila applies even on Shabbos. Elamiyato, if you're going to derive os in Xereshova, is tefillin dechsiv ben os lidche. Lidche Shabbos, should we come to the conclusion that since the Torah says, Vahilcha lios al yodecha, and os is the description of tefillin, so therefore tefillin, like the os of Shabbos, of he os he ben even echem, should be docha Shabbos. And what we're talking about here is hafshata sa'or ve'ibudo, right, that you take off the hides of the animal and you tan it, you make it into a parchment for the sake of tefillin. Ella, but rather says the Gemara, I'm going to give you a different source from which you're going to derive that milas docha Shabbos asya, bris mi Shabbos, and Shabbos it says l'dorsam bris olam, and in mila it says v'ayilcha lios bris. So through the Xeris Shava, we're going to figure out that Mila applies even on Shabbos. So Gemara asks, wait a minute, Gadol, if you're talking about a child, let's say he reached the age of Bar Mitzvah, he's 13 years old and he never had Mila, Tichsiv Bei, and here it says Bris, it says V'Orel Zohar Asher Lo Yimol V'Nichrisai Nefesh Ahimi Amer Es Brisi Hefer. So we're talking about an Orel Zohar who's already Bar Mitzvah, and he didn't fulfill his Mitzvah of Mila, and the Torah spells out Kares, because he was made for Bris. So you see, Bris applies even to a Gadol. And Lidchi Shabbos, and that's basically a case of Mila Shelo Bizmana. In other words, if you're operating with a within a Gzer Shava, bris, then the bris of Mila applies even if he's a bris Shalom Bizmana, he's a 13-year-old boy. But rather we have to reject this limud of bris, and Asya, we have to derive it from Doros, Mishabbos. And Shabbos it says, Lasos HaShabbos L'Dorosam, and in Mila it says, Yimo Lachem Kol Zohar L'Doroseichem. And that Gezeirah Shavah is going to teach us that Mila applies even on Shabbos. The mitzvah of Mila is no Heges for Shabbos. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Tzitzis tichsiv bei doros. The pasuk says, V'yasu lahem tzitzis l'dorosam is lidche Shabbos. It means that when you set up tzitzis, for example, you tie them together or tie them on the beged. You can do that even on Shabbos because it says Lidorosam Ela Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Donim Os Bris Vidoros Me Os Bris Vidoros Lafuche Hanach Techad Chadu Dichsiv Mohem. What we're going to do is we're going to set up Gzeiras Shava three words to three words, that in the Parsha Mila we have both Os, we have Bris, and we have Doros, and so too in Shabbos we found Os, Bris, and Doros. But that doesn't apply to tzitzis or to tefillin, because in tzitzis and tefillin, you don't have all these three elements. You know, you may have, in the case of tefillin, you may have the os element. In the case of tzitzis, we have the l'doroseihem element. But you don't have all these three elements for Gzeirah Shava. So the Gemara brings now other possible answers to the question of from whence do we derive that Mila is Docha Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Amakra, the Pasuk says in Parsha Shmini, it says, Ubayom Hashmini Yimol, and the word Bayom is superfluous. It could have said Bishmini Yimol. We would understand that Shmini means on the eighth day. And the answer is Bayom Afilu Biyom HaShabbos. According to your logic, if you have someone who is Tomei and he has to bring a korban on the eighth day of his Tara in order to be matir him to eat kodshim or to go into the Beis HaMikdash, he's called a mechusar kapara. He doesn't have a complete kapara, a complete Tara, because his Tara is outstanding until he brings his karbonos. For example, a zav, lettuce, a mitzora. And with regard to their mitzvah to bring their karbon, it says in the pasuk, Ubayom Hashmini. Yisachinami, the extra word Bayom is going to teach me the Dochu Shabbos, that for the sake of the Gemar Kapora, the Gemar Tara of Zav Zovi Oles Mitzora, we're going to violate the Shabbos. And Rabbi Yochanan responds, you know what, we need the word Bayom Hashmini in the parsha of Yoledes to teach us what Ahu, in the case of Mechusrei Kapora, Miboile, we need the Bayom to teach me Bayom Velo Belaila, that the Karbon should be by day. Even though all Karbonos are by day, but maybe in the case of Mechusrei Kapora, if not for the word Bayom, we would have had a Havamina that it's even Belaila. So let's just see for a second if there's any... So right now, that's how it is. So the Gemara asks, "Hai Nami, in the case of Mila, mi boile." Right, so Rabbi Yochanan defended himself by saying that in Mila, Bayom is extra, but in Mechusrei Kapora, Bayom is necessary. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do with this limud that you used Bayom in the case of Mechusrei Kapora to exclude Laila? We should need, therefore, the Bayom Hashmini Yimol in the parash of Mila to teach me Bayom Velo Belaila. And the Gemara answers, Ahu, that din in Mila, that it's only Bayom, we can derive from Ben Shmonas Yomim Yimol. Nafka, we're going to derive it from that pasuk. That since it says Yomim, Shmonas Yomim, it means Yomim as opposed to Lelos. So Gemara says, wait a minute, if you're telling me that the word Bayom in Mila is superfluous because we have Shmonas Yomim, then Hai Nami, in the case of a Korban of Mechusrei Kapora, which has to be brought only by day, that din we could derive Me'aposuk from the verse, Biyom Tzavoso Lahakrivis Korbaneim. Nafka, let's derive from there. And that would mean that the Pasuk Bayom Hashmini would be superfluous, and then it could teach me that Mechusrei Kapora Korbanos Adocha Shabbos. And the Gemara answers, Afal Gav, Dinafka Mi Bayom Tzavoso. Enochinami, you're correct in your the assumption of your question that we could derive that these Korbanos have to be brought only by day from the Pasuk Bayom Tzavoso, which might free up the Pasuk of Bayom Hashmini to derive that it's Docha Shabbos, Itzricha. I need the Pasuk Bayom Hashmini for something else, not to be Docha Shabbos. Salka Daitkam, you know, I would have thought, Hol V'chos Rachman Alevi Lasuye Bedalus is there for Belaila Nami Lese Kamashmola. Meaning that despite the Pasuk Bayom Tzavoso L'Akavis Karbaneim, I would still want to push in that maybe Mechusrei Kapora is an exceptional case, and they could bring that carbon if need be at night. And there's a special urgency and significance to Mechusrei Kapora, and that would allow us, if need be, to bring the carbon at night. Now, where do you see, how do you know that the Torah saw the Mechusrei Kapora's situation as being urgent? And the answer is Lasuye Vidalus, that the Torah allowed for a poor person, if he fits in one of these four categories of Zav, Zova, Yoledes, and Mitzora, that he's allowed to bring it from Dalus. He could bring a very inexpensive korban from a Ben Yona or a Tor, and that's going to replace a Chatas Behema. So we see already that the Torah is Chas Rachmana Aleh. The Torah has pity and compassion for the Mechusrei Kapora, such that a Mechusrei Kapora could bring his korban even from a Ben Yona, from a dove, or a tar, another kind of a dove. And he doesn't have to dig into his pocket to pay for a behemoth, which could be so much more expensive. Just take a bird. And the Torah obviously wants to facilitate these four people to get them back on the track, meaning to allow them into the Beis HaMikdash, allow them to eat kodshim. So we have a Zav Zova, Yoledes HaMitzora, and the Torah feels Chasrach Me'aleh. And if Chasrach Me'aleh, maybe it's possible that the Bayom HaShmini of the Mechusa Kapora could be interpreted as referring as Balaila, I'm sorry, before the Pasuk of Bayom HaShmini. If we only had the Pasuk of Yom Tzavoso, we would assume, we'd still allow Balaila Nami Lese to interpret the Pasuk as if there's a possibility of being Makriv the Karbon at night. And that's why we need the extra Pasuk Bayom HaShmini to exclude Laila. But in the case of Mila, we exclude Laila because it says Bayom HaShmini Yimol, and therefore the X word Bayom in the Pasuk, I'm sorry, in the case of Mila, just a second, Bayom HaShmini, just want to get the Pasuk down. It says miben shmonas yomim yimol. Oh, that's back in the parashas Lech Lecha. So shmonas yomim means yomim lafuke laila. So that I don't need a pasuk to limit it to day and not and exclude night. And then I get back to the pasuk in Shmini bayom Hashmini yimol, and the ubayom is superfluous. Could have just said Hashmini yimol, and that's going to teach me that milas afilu b'shabbos is doches shabbos. But in the case of mechusa kapora, we had a serious havamina that mechusa kapar, because chas rachman alei, could bring their karbon even at night, and for that I need the pasuk of bayom to teach me that bayom v'lo b'layla, and that's the pasuk in Yoledes HaMitzora. It says bayom hashmini maskif lo. Ravina asked the following question, Elamiyata, if your logic is correct, that the Torah had Rachmanis on Mechusa Kapora, is Yehei Zar Kosher Behen, V'Yehei Onen Kosher Behem? In other words, maybe in a pinch, and you don't have a coin to do the Avodas HaKorban, maybe we could allow a Zar to do the Avodas HaKorban, or HaKorban, or for example, a coin who's an Onen, and he lost one of his seven close relatives, and he's posel liavodas kahuna, but yet maybe we can say, well, let's be makshir him to be mak of the karbon. And the reason for that is because HaTorah chasa rachman aleihem, and this is not something that we found anywhere. You know, there's no basis for the halacha that a zar should be kosher, an onen should be kosher lahakruv es karbono. We don't find anywhere that they were matir the onen or the zar to bring the karbon. Obviously, the Torah didn't single out mechusir kapora, such that you could bring the korban at night for the benefit of their kapara, when we didn't have any relaxation of the rules demanding a kohen kosher to do the avoda, or a kohen that's not an onein to do the avoda of the mechusrei kapara. So where it answers ha'hadre kra, knows when it says bayom hashmini, it's teaching us that their korban is brought only by day, like any other carbon. And that's called Hichsila Bazeh Kosev Es Karbon Mechus Kapor Leklal Torah Skola Karbon. Sayinu Chinami, there was a serious Havamina that the Onein or the Zar could bring the carbon in the case of Mechus Kapor, but that's excluded for the same reason that Laila is excluded from the Pasuk Ubayom. And Bayom Hashmini means Bayom and not Balaila. But we certainly need the Bayom then, and we justified it. We can't use it to teach us Afilu B'Shabbos. But The Gemara now has another opinion as to from whence we can derive the halacha that mitzvahs mila trumps Shabbos. Rav Ach bar Yaakov Amakra, by Yom HaShmini Yimol, Shmini Afilu B'Shabbos. Meaning not the emphasis, as we said earlier, on the extra word of Bayom, but rather the emphasis is on the extra word Hashmini. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? The word Shmini is extra. Hai Shmini, when it says in the Pasuk Bayom HaShmini, Yimami Boilehim Ute Shvi. And we needed to know that he cannot do the meal on the seventh day, he's got to postpone it till the eighth day. So the Gemara answers, the mute of Shvi mi ben shmonas yomim nafka. From the fact that the Torah says that the child needs mila on the eighth day, it's coming to exclude the seventh day. And therefore, since we have the pasuk mi ben shmonas yomim, again back in Parshas Lech Lecha, then the pasuk here in Parshas Shmini of Ubayom HaShmini Yimol, the Torah didn't have to repeat what already was written in Parshas Lech Lecha. We would know it's B'Yom HaShmini. And apparently the Yom HaShmini is telling us that it's always going to be on Yom HaShmini, even if it's a Shabbos. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Vakati mi boile. Nevertheless, I need Chad Lemute Shvi, V'Chad Lemute Tshi. In other words, maybe I would think that when the Torah says, in Parshas Lech Lecha, when it says mi ben shmonas yomim, it means not before he's a ben shmonas yomim, but could be after he's a ben shmonas yomim. How do we know to exclude the ninth day? And the answer, and the Gemara is asking that the I michad, if I only had one of these psukim, then Hava Mina would have mistakenly thought that it's coming to exclude Shvi Dafka, but Shvi Hu Delo Mot Zimne is before the child has entered into the parasha of Mila, of the Chiv Mila. But Aval Shmini Mielich, once he's already on the eighth day, then the mitzvah is activated, and Zmanehu. In other words, after the Shmini, it's also considered Zmane, and again, when it says by Yom HaShmini, it's coming to exclude Ben Shmonas Yomim, it's coming to exclude before Ben Shmonas Yomim. But once you've hit Ben Shmonas Yomim, then you could do the meal even on the ninth day. It's therefore we need the pasuk by Yom HaShmini to exclude the ninth day. And in that sense, we cannot accept Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who says that the Yom HaShmini is superfluous and we're going to use it for Shabbos. But rather the logical approach is Kidder Rabbi Yochanan, the way that Rabbi Yochanan said it from the outset. Namely that although we need the word Shmini, we don't need Bayom. That's the extra word. Not the way Rav Acha bar Yaakov thought it was from the word Shmini. We've proven that we need the word Shmini. To tell you Shmini and not Chi. But rather, we're going to learn it from the extra word of Bayom. Tanya kavosi de Rav Yochanan udolo kirav Acha bar Yaakov. The pasuk says Bayom Hashmini Yimol Afilu b'Shabbos. Apparently, we're deriving it from the word Yom. Umani mekayim mechalel mos yumos. Now, as the Torah tells us that you're not allowed to desecrate the Shabbos, and now the Torah is telling us Bayom Hashmini Yimol Afilu b'Shabbos. So the answer is that pasuk mechalel mos yumos is referring to shar malachos chutz mi mila. That mila is not included in this mechalel mos yumos. It's all the mitzvahs but mila. I might argue in another direction, take us down another route, that Ella, when it says Mechale Mos Yumas Afil Ben Mila, it's referring to all the malachs, including Mila. Umani Mekayim, then how would I fulfill the pasuk of Bayom HaShmini Yimol Chutz Mi Shabbos? So Bayom HaShmini means as long as the eighth day of the child, since the child's birth, it's a weekday, then you could fulfill this mitzvah. Talmud Lomar. Therefore the Torah tells us, Bayom Afilu B'Shabbos. Like Rabbi Yochanan Darshan, and not like Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, who says it's from the word HaShmini. So we have this price to support Rabbi Yochanan, that Bayom, in the Pasuk Bayom HaShmini Yimol, comes to include even Shabbos. And not from the word Shmini the way we saw it in Rav Acha. Now we're up to Rav. Omar Rava, Haitana, Meikor Maikon Nichole. In other words, the Mahalach of the Brisa, why was it appealing, so to speak, to the Tana of this Brisa at the beginning that the Pasuk Bayom HaShmini Yimol is Bedafka, meaning Afilu B'Shabbos, and the Pasuk Mechaleh Mos Yumos is talking about other malachos other than Milo, Basof Mai Kashel, and at the end, why did he reject that Svara until he came to turn it upside down inside out, that the Pasuk Mechaleh Mos Yumos is Dafka, includes even Milo, which is Asur B'Shabbos, and the Pasuk Bayom HaShmini Yimol is Lav Dafka, and it's not addressing a case of Mila B'Shabbos, and therefore he needed another pasuk, a special pasuk, to teach me that Mila is Docha Shabbos Hochi Kamar. Says Rava, here's the way you interpret this brice. It says Bayom HaShmini Yimol, and it implies Afilu B'Shabbos Mani Mekayim Achaleh Mosimus B'Shar Malachos Kutzmi Mila, Avol Mila Docha Shabbos is my time of. And what's the logic to say the Mechaleh Mosimus refers to other malachos, but Mila is excluded, and even by Yom HaShmini, even by Shabbos is okay. Kalachomerhu. It's derived from Tzaras. Tzaras is called Chamura. It's very strict and severe. Shedochas Avod of Beis HaMikdash. Which means that there's an Issur Torah that prohibits you from Ktzitzas Baheres. You're not allowed to cut off a Negav Tzaras. And the Torah says that that Issur is so Chamur that will trump even the Issur of Avodah B'Migdash. Like for example, in Korban Pesach, let's say Rov Kahal, or the Kohanim Atmeim B'Tumas Tzaras, we're not going to allow them for the sake of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, or for the sake of the Avodah of the Kohen, to override, so to speak, the Issur of cutting off the Tzaras. We're not going to allow them L'Ktzitzas B'Heres, in order to be machsha them, in order to validate their ability to bring the Korban Pesach and to eat it at night. And Avoda is Docha Shabbos. Now, if this be the case, let's put together the logic here, the string of logic. Tzaras is Chamura even for Shabbos. And nevertheless, although the Avodah and Migdash in general is Docha Shabbos, but we're going to withhold or suspend the Avodah in the case of Tzaras, because of the Chumrah of Tzaras. And we're not going to allow the Avodah in the Migdash in the case of Tzaras, even though Avodah in general is Docha Shabbos. Now Mila is Docha Shabbos, as we'll soon see in the Braisa. So for sure, Shabbos now, which is Kal, right, Shari Nidcheis Mifnei Avodah, that Avodah trumps Shabbos, and we have Avodah's Korban on Shabbos, Zeinu Din Shetei Mila Docha Osa. Right, we see that Mila is more Chomer than Avodah, and for sure, therefore, it should be Docha Shabbos. So let's go over the logic here of Rava. Rava is saying that in the case of Tzaras, Tzaras is Docha the Avodah, which in turn would be Docha Shabbos. Now, if Mila is Docha Shabbos, then for sure Mila should be Docha the Avodah. And that's what the Tana thought initially, that Milu vidocha es havoda. And now we have the im eino inyan, right? O eino Umar o eno elu de kova omar. In other words, the Braisa says o eno, which means that perhaps we could say just the opposite. We just said that Mila is Docha Shabbos. Well, maybe we should say that Mila is not Docha Shabbos, and Mila is included in Mechaleh Mos Yumas. The Pasuk Vayom HaShmini is talking about other days other than Shabbos. So what was bothering the Tana in his original Dvarim HaRishonim when he presented it, such that now he has to rescind his original position? Hadar Omar, the Tana now goes back and he says to himself, wait a minute, we made a Kal v'chomer from the fact that Tzaras, which is Chamura Mishabbos, and yet Mila is Docha Shabbos. I'm sorry, that Mila is Docha Tzaras. The case where he has Baharis on his Makom Mila, in his Orla, it says, Yimo Besara Losa. The Gemara later on is going to quote this pasuk to teach us, Afilu Mimakom Mila Yesh Baharis, Yesh Tzaras, Yikots. So that now we have a situation where Tzaras is Chamura Mishabbos and how do we know that Tzaras is Chamura Mishabbos? Let's go over that logic. Because Tzaras is Doches Avoda and Avoda is Doches Shabbos. So we see that Tzaras is more Chomer than Shabbos. And yet, Mila is more Chomer than Tzaras because for the sake of Mila, we're allowed to cut the Tzaras. Is the Gemara says that Mimai, how do we know that Tzaras is Chamura from Shabbos? Dilma Shabbos Chamura mi Tzaras. And why is that? Shekein Yesh Bar Onshin Vazharas Harbe. Tzaras is only one Isur, and yet the Torah, with regard to Shabbos, repeats itself more than once, and the onesh is a chiyuv skila. So that which we find that Tzaras is docha li avoda, which seems to indicate that there's a chumra of Tzaras that's greater than the avoda, mimai. How do you know that mishum de chamira Tzaras me avoda he dilma mishum gavra hu delo chazi? It's not that we're not going to allow him to cut off the Tzaras if he's a kohen and he has to do the avoda. But rather, if he has Tzaras, then he's not royal Avoda. He's a Gavra who's excluded from the Avoda. Now, if he would cut off the Tzaras, he still would not be a Kohen who's royal Avoda until tomorrow, because he needs what's called Tefillah Harif Shemesh. So what it means is that tomorrow's Avoda is not going to override the Iser Ktsitzas Beheres of today. But it has nothing to do with the fact that Tzaras is Chamur Mi Avoda. In other words, even without this logic that Tzaras is more Chamur Mi Avoda, it could be that if there would be a simultaneity of Tzaras and Avoda, which would be Machshim Tavoda, we allow him to cut off the Baharis for the sake of the Avoda. So we don't know now, we can vacillate back and forth as to whether or not Tzaras is Chamira Mi Avoda. We don't know, we really don't know. It could be yes, it could be no. We only know that there's no, basically, Hechatimtza of a confrontation here between Tzaras and Avoda, because even if we would allow him to cut off the Tzaras for the sake of Avoda, assuming that Tzaras is more Chomer than the Avoda, he still would not be able to do the Avoda. He has to wait till tomorrow for Tefillah and Harif Shemesh. Now, if that be the case, then we open up the possibility that Shabbos is Chamura Mitzaras, because we, again, the reason why we concluded that Tzaras is more Chomer than Shabbos is because Tzaras is Docha the Avoda. But we're not sure if Tzaras is Docha the Avoda because there's no simultaneous confrontation between Tzaras and Avoda. Is Memela, at this particular point, we can suggest the possibility that Shabbos is more Chamur Mitzaras, and then the Kal v'chomer to Mila, that Mila should certainly be Docha Shabbos, because Right, because we saw that you can cut off the tzaras b'mokom milah, that we derive from gimel b'sara alaso, which means that milah trumps tzaras, and now we assume that, until now we assume that tzaras is more chamur than Shabbos, because avodah is docha Shabbos, and tzaras is docha the avodah. But now we're saying we don't know that tzaras is docha the avodah. It could be that agavra katilo lo chazi, because he needs, as we said before, tefillah tomorrow. So now, basically, the whole deck of cards really falls in front of us. We don't have a kal v'chomer to prove that mila is docha Shabbos. And the reason for that is because that kal v'chomer was based on the fact that mila trumps tzaras, in the case of when we have tzaras b'mokom mila, and tzaras is more chomer than Shabbos. Well, how do we know tzaras is more chomer than Shabbos? Unless we introduce the fact that tzaras is more chomer than the avodah, and a kohen who's a mitzorah cannot do the avodah. Well, that's for a different reason. So we don't know how to shots up, how to evaluate the relationship between the isa tzaras and the avodah. Is mebele, we don't know that mitzorah is docha Shabbos, and even if mila is trumps mitzorah, that doesn't mean that therefore, if so facto, it would trump Shabbos. But comes the Bryson, and he says, "Mani mekayim shmini yimo." But now I come back to the pasuk. Now that I've cleared the way, because I don't have the kal v'chomer, I come back to the pasuk itself that says shmini yimo, which means that if yom hashmini is chal on any day chutz mishabbos, that's fine. But if it's a case of mila b'shabbos, then we have to apply the principle of mechaleh mos yumos, talmud lomer b'yom, and therefore, even though the pasuk shmini doesn't teach me anything, because that might apply to any day of the week, which turns out, any whole day, which turns out to be the eighth day of the baby's life, then I have to exclude the word shmini as a source for the derivation that we could override the Shabbos, because shmini might refer to chol. And now I need a way to derive a pasuk to derive that mila is docha Shabbos, and I can't derive from the kal v'chomer from avodah. As we said before, we don't know that avodah is more chomer than, I'm sorry, we can't derive it from a kal v'chomer from tzaras, because we don't know that tzaras is more chomer than avodah. It's talmud lomer by yom. So that's why the Braisa finally concludes that although I cannot derive shmini, I could derive it from bayom, that it means bayom hashmini afilu b'shabbos. Tanu Rabbanan, mila docha es hatzaras bein bizmana bein shalo bizmana. Even if you have a mila shalo bizmana, and b'mokum mila yaz tzaras yaz baheres, he's allowed to cut off the baheres. And yontif eino docha ela bizmano bilvad. A mila on yontif could only be matir, could be docha yontif, if it is on the eighth day. But a mila even beyond the eighth day is docha tzaras. Minani mila, how do we know this? The Tanu Rabbanan, the Torah says, yimo b'sara loso. And that's a pasuk in Vayikra Yud Beis, Yimol Psar Aloso, and it means Bechol Ofen. Afal Pishi Yesham in the Mokom Milyaz Baheres Yokuts. Umani Makayim Yishomer Benegat Tzaras. The Torah in Parshas Ki Teitzei says that we're not allowed to cut off a Negat Tzaras. We can't circumvent the process of purification that requires a kohen, requires mikvah, and so forth. So you can't just cut off the, you're enjoined from cutting off the baheres, the tzaras. Is that b'shar makom is chutz mimila? So we're going to assume that hishama v'nega tzaras generates an iser of cutting off baheres if it appears in any other organ, any other part of the body, with the exception of mila. So the Braisa asks, so eino ela filu mila. Maybe when the Torah says Yishomer b'nega tzaras, it means that the Iser Ketzitzas Baheres applies even b'makom mila, even if we have to forego and forfeit the mitzvah mila. Mani makayim yimol b'sara loso, Bisman she'ein bo baharis. And when the Torah says you should cut off the bisar orla, that's only if there's no baharis there. Talmud lomar bisar, that the word bisar is superfluous. It's unnecessary to teach you afal pi she'esh bo v'shom baharis. So now, once again, we're going to go. Rav is going to try to explain the logical stream of the brice, just like we did before. What did he think at the beginning that Mila's Docha Shabbos? I'm sorry, Mila's Docha Tzaras, and he didn't have an extra pasuk. Only at the end, after going through a whole Shakalitaria, he came to the conclusion that we have to derive it from an extra pasuk Basar. Haki Komar. Here's the way the Tana was thinking. Yimol Basar Loso. Let's assume that Yimo Basara Loso means in all cases, in all situations, Afal Pishiyesham Baharis. Umani Mekayim, Hishomer Benegat Saras, Bishar Makomas Chutzmi Mila, Avo Mila Dochas Atzaras. And now we get to the problem. What's the glitch here? My timer, how do we know that this is so? Di Asya Mikal Lachomer. The Brisa thought initially that we can use a Kal V'chomer to derive the conclusion that that Mila's Docha Tzaras. And how so? Uma Shabbos HaChamura. Right? Shabbos has many, many different Azharas in the Torah, many different, and a very serious capital Onesh. So that's called Chamura. And nevertheless, Mila Docha Osa. Mila overrides the Shabbos. And that we learned, if you remember, in the previous Bryson from the extra word Bayom. Is therefore Tzaras, which relative to Shabbos is Kala with a Kuf, right? It's only one Isa in the Torah. Lo Kolshkin, how much more so should Mila override Tzaras? And if you have Tzaras, Mokka Mila, certainly you go ahead with the mitzvah of Mila. Oh, so now Rava wants to know, why did the Bryson backtrack? Why did it, why did it retract its original position? My O Eino Dika Omar, but rather Hodar VeKomar Mimai DeShabbos Chamira. How do we know that Shabbos is more Chomer than Tzaras, and which means that if Mila is Docha Shabbos, how much more so it should be Docha Tzaras? Dilma Tzaras Chamira. One could, the devil's advocate here, you could argue the opposite, that Tzaras is more chomer than Shabbos. Why? Shekein dochas avodah v'avodah dochas haShabbos. Which means that if the only way of bringing this korban is a mitzora, then nevertheless, we're not going to allow him to cut off the Tzaras for the sake of the avodah, because the Tzaras is more chomer than avodah. And avodah, we know, overrides the Shabbos. So therefore, even Mila, which is Docha Shabbos, we don't know whether or not, therefore, it could be Docha Tzaras, because maybe Tzaras is one notch higher than Shabbos. So despite the fact that Mila overrides the Shabbos, we don't know that it overrides Tzaras. Talmud Lomar, for that I need Besar, the extra word Besar, which means Afal Pishi Yesham Baheres. Lishnach Rina. Now the Gemara brings another explanation of this brisa. Mila doches atzaras my taima. How do we know that Mila overrides tzaras? The osi ese v'dochi lo sase. That the mitzvah sase of Mila trumps a lo sase, like any ase trumps a lo sase. So even though the Torah joins us from ktsitas baheres, but nevertheless the Torah commands us in Mila. So why not apply the principle of Asi Asei V'dochi Lo Sase? Umayeno Inyan Im O Eino the Kohar does. Why did the Brisa backtrack from that logic of essay applying the principle of Asi Docha Lo Sase? Hoder Ka'omar, the Tana rethought it. Eimer Damrinan Asi Asei V'dochi Lo Sase, it's also greater, but Hai Asei V'lo Sase. In the case of Tzaras, we have not only a Lo Sase, we have an essay. So the Torah says, Hishomer Yishomer Minegat Tzaras, and the Torah says that you're not allowed to cut it off. So we have both an essay and a losase. And it could be that Mila, since it's only an essay, would not have the power to trump Saras, which is both an essay and a losase. And I'll just read the pasuk here. It says he shomer benega tzaras. That's he shomers a lav. And then it says at the end of the pasuk, the lasos kechol asher yoru, and that's a mitzvah say. Umani mekayim yimol besar or loso, which seems to imply that in any event we will cut off the orla for the sake of the mitzvah milah, but that's only bisman she'ein bo baheres and tabulama, therefore we need besar. So basically, ese docha losa seh does not apply in the case of tsaras, because tsaras, ktsitsas baheres, is both an ese and a losa seh. The Gemara asks the fine question, Tenach, I can understand why the Brisa needs the extra word basar in a case of a gadol, right? Because he is chayev in onshim, he's not allowed to circumcise himself in the case of tzaras, because he'll be violating an essay in a losas. Tichsiv be basar, and therefore I justify the word basar. But now, what about a case of a katan? Katan namik sivbe basar. So it says by Yom Hashmini Yimo Basar Losar, and that's referring even to a katan. Avol Benani katan passed the eighth day, and there was never a mila, and yet the child is a lav bar onshin, and the father is commanded to implement Mila, and in that case it doesn't say Basar, Minolan, how do we know that Mila Vidocha Tzaras? In other words, when it says the word Basar in that Pasuk, from which we derive that Mila overrides Tzaras, that case of Basar could be referring either to a Gadol, who's a Bar Onshim, and in a case of a milas orel gadol, the Torah says va'orel zochar asher lo yimol es psar olos v'nichrus ha'nefesh ahi. So that pasuk can only be referring to a gadol who has a chi of kares. We could also apply basar to the case of a katan on his eighth day, because the pasuk itself is talking about b'yom hashmini, which means he's a katan. But what about the case of a beinani? And it's a Mila Shalo Bizmana. We finished saying here that Mila Shalo Bizmana, the Bryce says, is Doche Tzaras, even though it's not Zman Mila. Minolan, where do we know that from? Omar Abaye, this case of Mila Shalo Bizmana, where there's no Kares because he's still a child, is Asya Mibenai. So that Mila, in this case, is Doche Tzaras, Mila Shalo Bizmano, with a tzara shava, mi beine, mi from two things, from the oral gadol and the oral katan. How so? Mi oral gadol lo asya. If you only had oral gadol, you'll say, no, that's different, and there the milas doche tzaras, because she can't onish kares. Mi katan lo asya, because in the case of a katan, we're talking about mila bizmana. But if we put them together, then we have a tzara shava. And we're going to be able to learn this Oral Benini, which is Mila Shalo Bizman of a child, from Etzad HaShove. And what's Etzad HaShove? Shebem Shekein Nimolim. You know, there's a mitzvah of Mila, V'dochim Es HaTzaras. So in those two cases, there's a mitzvah of Mila that's Docha Tzaras. Av Kol Shenimolim, all cases where there's a mitzvah of Mila, even the case of a Benini, Dochim Es HaTzaras. Okay, we have to really analyze this tzara shava. Rava Amar Mila Bizmana Docha Lo Tzricha Kro. We have a Kavachomer to teach us that Mila Bizmana certainly would trump tzaras. What's the Kavachomer, Asya? Ma Shabbos the Chamira. Shabbos is more Chomer than tzaras, because it has so many azharas and so many onshim, and nevertheless milas doche tzaras, which we derive from the word bayom. So tzaras is relatively kala compared to mila. Is therefore, if Shabbos, which is chamira mitzaras, and nevertheless mila is doche Shabbos, how much more so should mila be doche tzaras? Lo kolshke. And again, the logic here of Rava seems to extend mila even to mila shelo bizmano, which is a little bit strange, because mila shelo bizmano does not override the Shabbos. So in any event, we just to get the structure of Rava, Rava is saying there's an eino inyan kind of thing here, which means that we have the extra pasuk basar, and we don't need that pasuk from Mila Bizmana to be Docha Tzaras, because we derived it from a Kavachomer. Therefore, we have no choice but to assume that the word basar in the parasha of Mila comes to teach us Mila Shelo Bizmana. And that's the case where we said was an oral benini, and that too is doche tzaras. Normally, Rav Safra l'Rava, here's the objection of Rav Safra, mimai de Shabbos chamira. How do you know that Shabbos is more chomer than tzaras? Dilma tzaras chamira shekein doche savod vavoda doche sa Shabbos. But back to that whole line of reasoning, that maybe a Kohen who's a Mitzora cannot cut off the Tzaras even for the sake of Avoda. So Tzaras is more Chomer than Avoda. And even though Avoda is Docha Shabbos, it means that Tzaras is therefore Chomer from Shabbos. And the whole premise of Rava's Kalva Chomer was that if Mila is Docha Shabbos, how much more so it's Docha Avoda, because Shabbos is more Chomer than Tzaras. Maybe Tzaras is more Chomer. Hosam, says the Gemara, back to the old svara that we had before, that which tzaras is dochli avoda, that's not because we have a head-on collision, a confrontation, la mishum de chamira tzaras me avoda, but rather ela mishum de gavra hu de lo chazi. Because again, even if he were to cut off his tzaras, he wouldn't be royal avoda, he would need to go to mikveh the next day, he'd need harif shemesh. So once again, we could derive the kavachom from Shabbos, that if mila is doche Shabbos, then how much more so it's Docha Tzaras. And now we have an Eino Inyan, why do we need the extra Pasuk Basar? It must be to teach me Oral Benini, and that was Rava. Amai, the Gemara now raises a question, why is it that the Kohen would not be Roy for Avoda if he was Tomei B'Toras Tzaras V'yochitz B'Heret V'yavto, when they cut off his Baharis, why does he still missing some element in his Tara? And the Gemara says, Mechusa Tvila hi. And this is what we've been saying all along, that it's not enough that you cut off the Tzaras, you still need Tvila. And you gotta wait till, even after Tvila, you have to wait till Harav Shemesh. So it's only tomorrow that he could be kosher for the Avoda. Now, why not assume, this is the Rashash's Kasha, that a Mitzora who cuts off his Baharis, he has the same status as a Mitzorshinis Rape Mitzoroso, and therefore Milvad Tvila, he needs Tzorech Litaroso Gam Tziporim Tiglachas and a Tara of Tiglachashnia. He needs Tvila, he needs Karbon. Now the Gemara seems to limit it to Tvila and Harif Shemesh. Well, Lechora, in order to be Mitarim through a purification process, in the case of Mitzora, there are many other elements in the equation. So that's the Kasha of the Rashash. Now the Gemara says we have to wait till tomorrow. Now tomorrow he will be Tar. So why aren't we Matir Ktsitsas Beheres today for the sake of tomorrow? So Rashi points out here that since Bishas Ktsitsa, when he cuts it off, takes off the Neged Tzaras, he doesn't have his Avoda in front of him to do the Avoda, so there's nothing to trump the iser of ktitzas b'heres, because any avoda that'll do is tomorrow, and now there's no avoda today to override the iser of ktitzas b'heres. The Gemara asks now, Akasha, Tenach, all this makes sense in a case of a Kohen who has Negoyim Tmeim, which means that even after he cuts off the Negoyim Tmeim, he won't be tarred till tomorrow. But what about a case of a Kohen who has Negoyim Tahorim? Let's say, for example, he has something called Bohak, which is a kind of white phenomenon that appears in a basar that is red, so he's got this bohak thing. Or you have a case of a negash parah b'chol gufo, he's also tar. So we have various scenarios in which, despite the nega, he's still tar. And we consider the kohen as a result of this nega to be a bal mum, and he's possibly avoda. And even in this case, he's not allowed to cut off his negayim, his Michael Meimar. Why shouldn't he violate the Iser Ktsitsa in order to make it possible for him to do the Avoda? And the answer must be that Tzaras is more Chomer than Avoda. The Iser of Ktsitsa by Harris will apply even in a situation where right now he could do the Avoda, because his Psul is not Tuma, but rather Mum. And he can remove the Mum, and automatically he should be Koshel Avoda. Ramban has a problem, okay, he doesn't know what's the source for the Iser Ktsitsa Negator. The Gemara assumes that that's surely Osir, and therefore the Gemara upgrades the status of the Chumras Ktsitsas Beheres to be more Chumra than even Shabbos, because it's not Tokhli Avoda. Ela Omar Avashi, in truth, if you want to know that Tzaras is not Chamura Me Avoda, and nevertheless, it's also for the Kohen to be kotzeitz his nega for the purpose of avoda. Ki hechi amrinan. Where do we say osi esse v'dochi losikom mila b'tzaras inami tzitzis v'kilayim? So Ravashi is rejecting the kasha. The premise of the kasha was that if you have negoim tahorim, nevertheless, you're not allowed to cut him off for the sake of avoda, which means that tzaras, therefore ipso facto, is more chomer than avoda. That's not so. Says Rav Ashi, really, tzaras is not chomer mi avoda. Ah, you'll ask me, so why can't the Kohen cut off his nega for the purpose of avoda? The answer is that we have a restriction here of. Let's see how I can formulate this. When is it that we limit Asei Docha, we don't apply Asei Docha Lo Seseh? And that's when it's not Be'idna. Meaning, we're not going to allow you, for the sake of tomorrow's Avoda, to violate a Lav. Even if that Lav is more Chomur than the Avoda, it's still we be Asur. Why? Because hechamrinin osi esei dochalosakom mila b'tzarasi yamitzitz v'kalayim d'me'inna d'misakir lav komokim esed. We need simultaneity. Right now, you are achieving an essay and you're violating a losase. So that's okay. In the case of tzitzis, you're wearing a beggar that has both pishton and semer in it, and that's called essay dochalosis, because that 1 second of Levisha is a synonymous synchronization of both the essay of tzitzis and the losis of kalayim. And in the case of mila b'tzaras, the same thing is true. The very second he cuts off the mila, he's cutting off the tzaras. So that's called essay dochalosis. But hocha, now you have a nega, which you're cutting off in order to validate the status of the Kohen, is the Me'idna of the Askelka. At the moment that you're cutting off the Nega, Loka Mokim Ese, you're not being Mekayim the Avoda. And so the Avoda will be a little bit later. and therefore don't prove from the fact that the Kohen is not allowed to cut off his nega for the purpose of avoda, tzaras is chomer mi avoda. In truth, avoda is more chomer than tzaras. And if that be the case, the avoda should have trumped tzaras. And also, Shabbos is more chomer than tzaras. But there's another reason why, despite the chumer of avoda, that I cannot trump Ktzitzas by Harris, and that's because it's not Be'idna, we don't have Esei Dochalosas. So therefore the Gemara now is defending Rava, that if Mila is Docha Shabbos, then Kal v'chomer it's Docha Tzaras, because now we're saying that Tzaras is not as Chomer as Avoda, and Avoda is and Mila we know is Docha Shabbos, and therefore since Tzaras is less chomer than Avoda, we can assume it's less chomer than Shabbos. And if Mila is Docha Shabbos, how much more so be Docha Tzaras? So the Gemara's final conclusion is Vaha, the Rav Safra, that seemed to be at loggerheads, whether you could derive Mila being Docha Tzaras from a Kal v'chomer, and that's Rav Shita, or do we need the extra pasuk, the Yitur Dekra, which is Rav Safra, is that itself is Tanoihi. Here we're up to Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel on the top. This is an ancient Machlokas Tanoim. The Sanya we learned in a Braisa in the Parsha of Mila, it says, Yimo Besar or Loso. And from the extra word Besar, Afal Pishiation by Harris Yimo, Divir of Yoshia. According to Rav Yoshia, we're not going to derive Mila Docha Tzaras from a Kal v'chomer. We're going to rather derive it from an extra pasuk of Bisar, that if it would be Docha Shabbos, which is Chamura Kolshken, how much more so it should be Docha Tzaras HaKala, that Kal v'chomer is not acceptable according to Rav Oshia. And therefore we need a pasuk. Because again, he would put Tzaras on a more severe level. But Rav Yonas and Omer, Enotzach, I don't need this pasuk Bisar. I could derive that Mila is Docha Tzaras from a Kal v'chomer. Shabbos Chamura Docha Osa, meaning that even though Shabbos is more Chomer, nevertheless Mila is Docha Shabbos. Tzaras is Kala, relatively Kala, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yonasan. Lo Kolshkein, certainly Mila should be Docha Tzaras, and that was the Svar of Rava. And the extra word basar in the pasuk is coming to Tishi that even of Tinok Beinani, his Mila is Docha Tzaras. So this is where we want to stop now, Omar Mar. So let's see where we're up to. We are up to the two dots, and we are up to line 4 on Kuf Lamed Gimel.